This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. It is time for us to review what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio around the virtual table is Jennifer Horn from the DJB program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden, who always has an answer for something, even if there's no question attached to it. He works at Radio America in Washington, as does Victoria Jones, but she doesn't work for Radio America. She works, runs actually the DC Radio Company, which is also Washington based. And our job here is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of June 21st. Find out what's going on, the stories, the people. I'll admit to not knowing anything about number 10. Number 10, I don't know how to even pronounce this. What is
Nexium? Nexium, and I know all about the whippings and the brandings.
Thank goodness, because I don't think
and
we
the blindfolds.
Yeah, really. And well, what is the significance of this, Victoria? Would you please explain?
Well, because it's a disgusting, filthy con job sex cult.
Oh,
and yeah.
Who's
well,
on
what,
trial?
What
he,
somebody's well, now you got our attention.
Yeah, right.
Keith Ranier, 58. He co-founded Nexium in the 1990s as a self-help organization in New York. But the prosecutors said he was a crime boss with no limits and no checks on his power. Now you can have a sex cult. He created a harem of sexual slaves branded with his initials, kept in line with blackmail. He said he was just helping his followers reach personal fulfillment, breaking down emotional barriers. But he was found guilty by jurors, who, by the way, had to be bussed to the court secretly. He was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. He's found guilty on all counts. The jury deliberated less than half a day, seven counts against him. And it was a six-week trial, and it was pretty nasty stuff. He portrayed himself as a genius. The prosecutor said he was a master manipulator. The defense said, oh, I'm going to appeal. Women were branded. They were asked to adhere to starvation diets, assigned to have sex with him. And as proof of their commitment, they handed over nude photographs and signed letters containing embarrassing secrets, which were then used to compel them to follow orders. He also, by the way, wrote a $100,000 check used more than $100,000 on the credit card of a senior Nexium member after she was dead, and then wrote checks totaling more than $300,000 on her bank account also after she was dead. So there's no doubt that he was a crook.
Wow.
Oh, great guy.
What a piece of work this guy is.
All right.
Oof. Can't wait to see how he does in prison.
Yeah.
He'll do great in prison.
Yeah.
But it's significant that Victoria Jones was the only one among us who knew anything about this trial and this fellow. So I find that to be very helpful, Victoria. Thank you. Let's bounce around because we don't have all the time in the world with Jennifer, and I'd like to have her give us some of the tone of number one this week, the number one story, presidential race, the big campaign kickoff in Florida, which is an important state. Trump doesn't win without Florida. Isn't that what they figure, Jennifer?
That's, I think, what most people figure, that the path to the presidency for Republicans always goes through Florida, and Trump was able to win in 2016. It wasn't by mistake. He picked Orlando. They knew they could fill the space, and according to Axios' reporting this past week, they also did it to collect information and data, which the Trump campaign has gotten really good at. They use social media. They use demographics to try to identify their voters and their would-be voters, and they market to them So I think, you know, depending on who you talk to and their political preferences, I'm a Trump supporter, and I watched it,
really?
And I thought the president...
I didn't know that. Rich, did you know he was a Trump supporter? No.
Really? Warm that she was, yeah.
Well, my point is that when I watched it, I thought
you were Cory Booker myself.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. I like people with the shot, so, you know. So Trump delivered, in my estimation, he delivered on his successes. He strategically used Hillary Clinton as a symbol of corruption in the Democratic Party without elevating his political opponents. He only talked about Joe Biden once or twice, although his son railed against Joe Biden for almost the entire warm-up act before the president came out. But everybody that I talked to that isn't a Trump supporter said, oh, it was angry, it was not optimistic, it didn't have the sunny optimism. So I think depending on where you're consuming it from, the president either delivered or he didn't, which is very typical of him and his candidacy and his presidency. He's polarizing. I think the bigger story this week is for Joe Biden, who had a really tough week. Not only some really damaging stories coming out about his son, including the fact that he could have fathered a child while he was still in a relationship with his dead brother's wife.
Biden or his son?
His son, Hunter Biden, he also has been asked questions.
Say that again slowly.
Okay. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's a real prize. Hunter Biden has...
Hunter Biden's not running for anything, is he?
Correct, but Hunter Biden has used his dad's vice presidential power to make some really lucrative deals for himself with China and Ukraine. Joe Biden has acknowledged those deals. He's bragged about them on camera in groups of, in front of his fundraiser.
Trump's never done that. Anything like that.
I don't think so, no. Using his power to make deals for his kids, no.
Really?
Are you serious?
So.
Come on.
100%.
Before he was president, yes. But
maybe before he was president, no. I absolutely don't think so.
There's a microscope on that.
Yeah, I would defy you to find me an example, actually. I'd ask you to find me one, because I don't think there is. But Hunter Biden then also had a big cocaine problem. Then he was in a relationship with his dead brother, Beau Biden's wife. They were together.
Wait a minute. So let's do that more slowly, too.
Right,
he was not in a relationship with his dead brother. He was in a relationship with his dead brother's
wife. So they got into a relationship together. Then the allegation is that he fathered this child of this woman, I think in Nebraska, Iowa, somewhere in the middle of the country. And just about a month ago, after the relationship ended, after 2 weeks of being with this woman who's from South Africa, he ended up marrying her. So he's kind of a train wreck. Joe Biden had that going on for him, but more importantly...
He's not running for anything.
Well, that's right, but as we know, and we saw with the
trivial news media.
Well, it also shows you there's a lot of hypocrisy, because while he's not running for anything, President Trump was held to account for his kids' actions as well, although they seem to look pretty good compared to Hunter Biden. But Joe Biden also made some comments, which I don't really take him to task for. I actually understand what Joe Biden was saying about civility in the Senate when he served in the 70s and 80s, but he used his relationship with specifically two segregationists, who one of them was very much opposed to mixed schools and all of these things. And so he talked about this sense of civility. Now, his Democratic opponents are using that as an opportunity to hit Joe. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris specifically, and Bill de Blasio, if he still counts, have gone after Joe these comments.
Never counted.
I feel, and this is just a gut feeling, that the spark in Joe is just not there this time around, and I don't know if he's got it in him. I don't believe ultimately he will be the candidate at the end of all this. I do believe he's most well-suited to take on Trump, but I feel like there's just something missing there, and I don't know if he's going to, how he'll respond to these attacks, but I guess time will tell, and the debates will be on the 26th and 27th in Miami.
You know, all that matters, though, is this is the best part of any presidential campaign, when they attack each other from within their own party, because we saw it with the Republicans a few years ago. And
yeah.
Now we get to see the Democrats.
Eating their own.
Right, they eat their own.
Yeah,
and then they're all just—I mean—they are digging up serious dirt. And then once it's all over, oh, this is my best.
Everybody's
friend.
Support
him.
Oh, I'm going to support you. Yeah, I had a bunch of
weird.
Yeah. Ted Cruz's dad killed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it get any better than that? It doesn't.
And actually, Mitt Romney is married to a gay woman. We were making up headlines earlier. I was making them up. Jennifer wasn't making them up with me. But I had a few comments about some of the headlines I came up with. You know, in league with what you were just saying, in terms of the political realities of the next, 18 months, almost 17 months, 16 months, there will be $10 billion spent by candidates for offices for advertising on the radio and on television. $10 billion. Print some of it, telemarketing, direct mail. Okay, so they've got that going for them. But the optics are focused more on radio and television. It is just amazing how much money. Remember, I can remember when it was when spending $100 million for a national campaign was a lot of money.
I'd rather have that money out on the streets in all of our pockets than in theirs, sitting in some bank account. So spend away.
Right.
So here's my better suggestion.
Yes.
Even better. Let's do it the way they do it in Britain with the Conservative leadership contest. Vote one off the island every day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Boris, you want Boris.
No, you don't want Boris, but you have like 10 people running for the leadership. Every day they have a vote and they vote one off.
Yeah, well, that's because they can run. Whoever runs the party runs the country. That's not the way it works here, unfortunately, because with the people vote over there, it's the party that votes for the chairman or the leader, and then he or she becomes the, as long as they're the party in charge, become the prime minister. And Boris is going to be a big bore, I think. I think he's All right, so that's that story and a half. Coming up, the Hicks testimony and why that has gotten everybody bouncing around, because she bounces around. I think that's part of the... It just shows you what a bunch of sexist pigs the news media is, frankly.
You sounded a little sexist with that bouncy comment yourself.
Really? Huh.
Mm.
I shan't use that to refer to you then. In any future discussion. You're welcome. 18 after the hour. It's time for us to clean our teeth. You ready? Let's see your teeth, Victoria, nice and white. Richie, you got nice white teeth? Jennifer has great white teeth. This is a product that's proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. If you keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, over the course of a couple of months, you'll have your teeth back to how they looked when you were a young person and hadn't contaminated your mouth with all kinds of bad things, coffee, tea, wine, whatever it is you put in your mouth that makes your teeth dull and ugly. Noticeably whiter and brighter, half price at 800-208-1797. Become a winner with that great smile of yours. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night, because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV for free shipping, and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So, for those of you who want to know what's going on behind the scenes here on the Talk Radio Review, Victoria and Richie and I are talking about Sarah Palin and sort of, well, actually, Victoria wasn't in on this conversation. Richie and I were...
They're talking about Hope Hicks, and then it went over to Sarah Palin for some reason because...
Well, because I remember when you and I talked on the phone the day she declared, we said, we're voting for her because she's so hot.
Right.
And that's Richie and I were talking about how Hicks is kind of hot. Do you think, Victoria, that she's hot? I don't know how we describe.
I think Hicks is gorgeous.
Okay. Super. All right. And who's she dating now?
I've no idea. Well, anybody she likes.
That's actually my angle on this story is I have no idea.
Number two, by the way, folks, on the countdown this week.
So
is
Hope
the,
Hicks.
Well, she was dating that guy in the White House who was involved in domestic violence, if you remember, and had to withdraw from a nomination.
Well, people think or say or it's alleged that she was dating Corey Lewandowski, right?
That was alleged.
And is that why she kept being referred to by one of the jerks on the committee? As
so Nadler yesterday, our buddy Nadler, kept calling her Miss Lewandowski when he addressed her. Right. If I were her, I would have stood up, walked up, grabbed his tie, pounded his bald little head, and then pummeled him. Because that is just disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful.
To have somebody come
he's
up and testify.
He's a disrespectful jerk anyway.
She's a communications director. She wasn't in the office during any alleged Trump-Russia meetings. And you're bringing her up here and you're going to basically call her by the name of somebody you think that she might have dated?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What a piece of garbage you are, which
is really interesting, and I wish that they could have got answers out of her, is on Air Force One, when Trump dictated the answer on the Russia meeting, that's what was very interesting. She was totally involved in that, and that was extremely interesting. Of course, she didn't answer any questions about that because there were over 150 questions that she didn't answer. That would have been a fascinating plane ride. I would have loved to have been.
So is that why Nadler was calling her Mrs. Lewandowski?
No, I'm not saying that. No, 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 no. I'm talking about something else. That's totally inappropriate. I'm saying that's something that's absolutely fascinating. You're saying that she wasn't involved in that. I'm saying this is something she was involved in, and that if I had been on that committee, I would have been so fascinated to ask her about that.
So she didn't have her own legal counsel. The White House lawyers were the ones that were standing up for her. She was a former advisor to Trump, so that's...
Oh, no, you have your own legal counsel, and you also have them. And this is one of the awful things. This is one of the things that was... I remember when I was covering the White House, this is one of the things that was freaking out aides in the White House as early as the first year of the Trump presidency, was when they became aware that there were issues within the White House, let's just put it that way, they realized, many of them, that they were going to have to lawyer up. And they started looking at how much this was going to cost. A good Washington lawyer costs $400 or $500 an hour.
Right.
Right.
See, that's the business we should all be in.
Right.
being a lawyer that represents anybody who's in the White House for all of their aides that have to lawyer up. Who's up next? Come on, get up here.
Do you know what religious organization pays more, hires more, has more lawyers on its staff than any other?
Take
a guess.
Scientology?
Yeah, Scientology. They spend millions of dollars a year on lawyers to protect their quote-unquote image. I thought that was fascinating. Up next, the drone attack by the Iranians. What do we do? Well, find out what the president wanted to do and didn't do. We'll talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Doug Steffen along with you. Going through the top stories in Talk Radio this week, and we'll just do a, give a review for you them real quick. Here is number 10. Victoria, how do you say this again? The
Nexium.
Nexium
trial.
Okay.
It's the,
you're going to actually do this, Richie? Good for you.
I'm going to actually do this for you, yeah. Number 9, the Juneteenth reparations hearing. Number 8, the Dominican Republic.
Starring Prince Danny Glover.
And Big Poppy. Yeah, this Dominican Republic thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Number 7, the Boeing 737 MAX investigation and the Sully testimony. Number 6, UN Khashoggi report. Number 5, immigration reform and world refugee stats. Number 4, U.S.-China trade and the North Korean tensions. Number 3, U.S.-Iran tensions, drone attack. This one's fun. Number 2, Democrats impeachment talking. Hope Hicks testimony. Number 1, the presidential race for 2020.
All right, let's do number 3, and then we'll do number 4. Number 3 is a focus on what's going on in Iran, the Ayatollah getting the ire of his people. The president says we're not, president of Iran said we're not going to go to war with anybody. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah, who controls the military, gets them to shoot down one of our drones, pretty large drone, as a matter of fact, over international territory, international waters. And
was it?
Then the, yeah, it was. The, at least, do you know something I don't know? It was the last time
we
I
don't
saw it was,
well,
over international.
Well, well, they provide fairly detailed video footage. We provide some video footage. The video footages argue. It's really an argument over a very few miles, and so there's genuine dispute about this. It very likely was over international waters. It may have strayed into Iranian territory. So and so that it could have been a stray. So it would be very unfortunate for this to escalate. Very.
Well, it's not going to escalate because whether the Ayatollah can read the tea leaves or not, his country does not want his people, the people who live in Iran, are sick of this and they're sick of him. I'm expecting almost any time to see some kind of revolution to get rid of him. The president doesn't even like him. But the military is so powerful there, and the Ayatollah controls the military, gives them whatever they want. So that's where the tension comes internally. Meanwhile, the president said, okay, we're going to blow up a few of their, I think they have two big oil refineries there, blow them up, and that'll be the end of them and their economy. And then, for some reason or other, he said, well, maybe we won't do that right now. And I don't know that there's a background as to why he changed his mind. Anybody know why he changed his mind over that?
They think they may have gotten some intel from the CIA or the NSA overnight.
Really? That suggests that it may have not have been, in fact, over international waters. So that would go
that Iran didn't intentionally shoot it down. That either somebody did something they weren't supposed to do or that they shot it down by mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's a reason to hold back, I guess, much as anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four is a focus on our relationship with China as the tension continues. A lot of people... Okay, so we're going to hold off on this. The best laid plans of mice and men here. I want to talk to somebody who's an expert on what's going on in China. We'll do that in a matter of moments. Right now, I'm going to share with you the benefits of using Kellitrin, the number one choice. If you are interested in your health and well-being long-term, weight loss is a very important thing. We all acknowledge that. There are all kinds of diets, the keto diet, the Atkins diet, you name it, there's a diet for every day of the week. But do they work in terms of keeping the weight off? That's always the question. No question you can lose the weight, but then how easy is it to keep it off? And the folks at Kellitrin have found the secret to that in that collagen as the main ingredient. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. We stop making it as humans by the time we get to be 30. So that's why you get to be a little heavier, a little squishier, a little softer because you get a little more fat. Because you don't have the collagen to burn off. The protein burns off the fat and keeps your muscles in tune. And that's how you keep the weight off. Get rid of the fat. You want to do that? Then you need to sign up for Kellitrin. You do it easily by going to toploss.com. You get a special deal using the code DJV. We work our way into summertime, special deal to lose the weight in the summertime. $10 off every bottle. $30 off the 90-day supply. My direct experience with this has been that you stay on the program for about 4 months. I've been talking about Kellitrin in the last couple of years. And in April, when I finished my winter outside of New England in California, I've always put on 10 or 12 pounds, and I get that little roll, and I don't like it. So I started at 184 in April, and now, how many months later? Down to 172. And that's
ta-da!
Kind of the deal. It's a smart way to lose the weight. It really is. So go to toploss.com. Do what I have done and what I suggest you do. Get the product by checking the box for DJB. $10 off each bottle, $30 off 90-day supply, and you get free shipping. That's toploss.com, the safe, effective way to lose the weight and keep it off. Talk Radio Countdown Show with a formal list of the subject matter this week and the focus on the countdown. The Nexium trial, all of the focus on YouTube and children, those two tied at number 10. The Juneteenth reparation discussion, and that's number 9. What's going on in the Dominican Republic? Good God. What a horror show. Number 8. And speaking of horror shows, what Boeing is doing about the 737, more investigation, more testimony, and they continue to look bad as to how they built the plane and how they're handling the problems with it. The Khashoggi report at the UN, number 6, immigration reform and all its various statuses. Number 4, the China trade talks. Number 3, the tension with Iran. Number 2, the Hicks testimony before the House, and number one, the presidential race.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here's a people list from Talkers Magazine, put together by the folks that listen to all the stations and the hosts around the country to come up with these lists. At number 10 on the people list, according to Talkers, is Keith Raniere. At number 9, David Ortiz. Number 8, Chesley Sullenberger, known as Sully, the captain of the plane that landed in the Hudson. Jamal Khashoggi, number 7. The relationship between Prime Minister of China and Kim Jong Fatty in North Korea, number 6, those two. Hope Hicks is 5. Nancy Pelosi in the 4th position. Various people running for the presidential slot tied for the 3rd spot. Number 2 is Joe Biden. Almost seems like he's being considered as the front runner. Can he beat Donald Trump? Well, both of them getting a lot of press coverage, so it'll be interesting to see where that all shakes out. That's the people list from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Moving on, or moving back to the number 4 story on the countdown as we review what's going on, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of the Epoch Times. She's here to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong, its relationship to China. Part of the tension is, I guess, in an observational form, looking at what they're doing in Hong Kong and understanding the relationship between Hong Kong and China. It can be complex. So, Dana, thank you for being here. Let's talk about the Chinese premier and why he wants to have Hong Kong, the situation in Hong Kong, rectify. Is it bad for him politically if there is unrest in Hong Kong? The Chinese, after all, say they're in charge, and the people in Hong Kong says no, or you may think you're in charge, but you really aren't. So what is the story?
Well, Hong Kong executive is trying to push a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Now, Hong Kong people do not trust the law system in China because there are a lot of political prisoner, religious prisoner, and if the government doesn't like someone, he can pick the person from the street and put him on TV and confess. So, and also Hong Kong is part of China, but China has promised one country, two system. That's an agreement between UK and China when UK hand over to China Hong Kong. Actually, that agreement prevented international business and international investment from leaving Hong Kong that had kept Hong Kong as a free port. Hong Kong actually get a lot of benefit from U.S. and Europe because it's considered a free place.
Well, isn't there one of the issues here is that the British rule or their way of rule has been, because it was a British protectorate, Hong Kong has been much freer than the rest of China, and they don't like the fact that China's trying to clamp down on them, especially given the fact that they have so much the British blood, if you will, in Hong Kong. Isn't that part of it, the different styles of government and judicial conduct?
Right. 12 years before the handover, there was a China-British joint declaration that guaranteed that Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy except in foreign and defense affairs. Now, over 20 years, their freedom has been eroded, and China, Beijing, is emphasizing one country and not the two system. Mm-hmm. They are starting to make it like a one system. So last Sunday, there were 2 million people took to the street to protest. 2 million, that's 2 million out of 7 million of all Hong Kong population.
Dana, didn't Hong Kong see this coming when Britain gave up control? I mean, was this expected? Did they think it would take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And just remind us again why the Brits gave up control, knowing that this would likely be the outcome.
Well, UK had 99-year lease, so 99 year is up, and they have no choice but to hand over. But the thing is, at that time, the joint declaration is an international agreement. U.S. also has an international agreement with Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is not just another city of China. It's an international city, and it enjoys a lot of benefit. It's relatively independent, but little by little, their freedom has been taken away. And people see it's coming. So that's why in Hong Kong, 300,000 people hold passport of Canada. So they are ready to leave. If this freedom is gradually taken away, money will leave Hong Kong, rich people will leave Hong Kong, Hong Kong will be like another city. You won't be able to enjoy the international privilege. In fact, last week, the Congress introduced a bill and required Secretary of State certified that each year need a certification to guarantee that Hong Kong still enjoy this autonomy. Otherwise, its privilege can be taken away.
Wow. 300,000 people, Doug, with the Canadian passports that can leave and take the money. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. And you think the Chinese would be a little more uptight about that. Victoria, what's your spin on this?
I guess my spin on this is, do you think, Dana, that President Xi, who has suffered a defeat in the last week over this, with Hong Kong really winning in these protests, is going to lick his wounds and allow Hong Kong to have this win, or is he going to come back with something else to try to crack down again on Hong Kong?
Well, to Beijing, its control is more important than the freedom of Hong Kong, unfortunately.
Hmm. Pretty dicey, though. And then we get down to, we got about 30 seconds here, Dana, the relationship of Hong Kong to America. That's what Americans want to know. Are we going to still, there a lot of money exchanges hands, obviously, because it is an economic center. What's our relationship with Hong Kong likely to be in the future?
Well, if Beijing continue to take away the freedom, and the U.S. will annually review its status, and its status might be taken away, then money and rich people will leave.
The Epoch Times senior editor Dana Cheng with us here on the weekly countdown review with Victoria, Rich, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the continuation of our overview of what's going on in the world here. Victoria Keenan joins us for a review of the top five technology stories this week, including at number five, we go from five to one, the music videos that are being remastered. This captured my attention, actually, this week here, Victoria.
Yeah, this is really cool. Universal Music Group and YouTube have teamed up to remaster iconic music videos from standard def to HD. The partnership will result in more than 100 music videos from artists like Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, Lionel Richie, you name it. It's every major star. They all get a significant upgrade in the visual quality of their videos. And so the two companies are working to bring that number up to 1,000 videos by the end of 2020. And the HD videos will replace the original versions on YouTube and on YouTube Music, and so, but they'll have the same URLs and view counts and likes and everything, so if you go to search for any of them, you won't have to worry about which version you're looking at. It will be the new HD version, and you'll know if it's an HD version because there'll be a hashtag remastered label and remastered in HD in the description. And so a lot of these videos were shot way before HD even existed, so it's kind of cool to be able to not see a blurry version of Tom Petty's Free Fallin' or Boyz II Men's End of the Road, which was actually released in 1991. So it's kind of cool if you're a music fan and a fan of music videos, which a lot of people still, you know, you can't find music videos on MTV anymore, so the place to find them is on YouTube, and so this is kind of cool.
Yep. Number four in our countdown of the top technology stories is another, I guess it is the performance of the Catfishers in a manner of speaking, yeah?
Yeah, a new report called When Love Bites identified the states where you are most likely to fall prey to catfishing. Catfishing, or what it is, it's essentially, it's a digital fake, and they pose as love interests on dating sites, and then they create a fake online profile and with an attractive picture, and a lot of people get hooked in, and essentially all they do is scam you for money. Alaska turns out to be the state where you are most likely to be catfished, according to the report. Now, this is also based on data from the 2018 FBI Internet Crime Report. Rounding up the top five, Nevada, Wisconsin, New Mexico, and Colorado are also the states where you are most likely to be catfished. And it kind of makes sense because all of those states have very rural areas, and so most of the time, the catfish scams are like long-distance, fake long-distance relationships. But the Better Business Bureau is involved in this along with the Federal Trade Commission, and they say that as much as $1 billion over a three-year period are essentially what cost it, that's the amount that it costs these victims of catfishing. So it's no joke, and just you have to once again just be super careful of what you're doing online and who you're interacting with.
Number three is a focus on new delivery systems.
Yeah, so Walmart and Target both made the news this week, and they've both introduced different delivery services. Walmart introduced an unlimited grocery delivery service called Delivery Unlimited, not that creative of a title. However, it's $98 a year, and Walmart will, they're expanding all their groceries. And to use it, customers just place their order on Walmart's site or the app and select a delivery window when they want their order delivered. And so this is all these companies are just trying to take on Amazon Prime. And Amazon Prime's membership is $119 a year. And so these other services like Walmart's coming in at $98 a year, and Target comes in at $99 a year. They announced that customers can now select same-day delivery for orders placed directly through their website, which is pretty cool. And so if you order more than $35 worth of merchandise, then you only pay a flat delivery fee of $9.99. But if you're already a member of the shopping app called Shipt, which Target owns, then that delivery fee is waived.
All right. Number two, the Best Buy stores. I thought this was also a very interesting story of how this is a smart move for Apple, I think, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And so what you're referring to is the smart move is Best Buy stores can now repair all of your Apple devices. So if you do not have an Apple store near you and you've had to maybe mail in your products to get repaired, this is great news because there are Best Buy stores everywhere. They have 7,600 newly Apple-certified technicians that are ready to do same-day iPhone repairs, which is also super cool. You don't have to book this in advance. If you show up to a Best Buy store, they say by 6 p.m., then you will likely walk out of the store with your phone ready to go. So it's very good news for all Apple and Mac users.
Top story of the week, Facebook in the focus.
Oh, yeah. The big story of the week, Facebook will be launching its cryptocurrency. It's called Libra, and they've got lots of heavy hitter partners, MasterCard, Visa, eBay, PayPal, Uber, Lyft, you name it. So we'll see where it goes.
Unga Bunga. That's the report, the top technology stories of the week. In summation, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.